Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man and Clinton Gardner and Nehemiah have an awesome song called All Things Well. And right after this song, I look forward to speaking with Clinton Gardner of the group Nehemiah. Here's All Things Well. This is Real Gospel.
I know it's tough right now, but I need you to remember that God does all things well.
No giant.
No giant strong enough.
There's no problem.
There's no problem my God can't solve. No mountains high enough. No giant strong enough.
You can't see your way out, but God.
Bread. Bread when I'm hungry. Water when I'm thirsty. My God is strong enough. Our God is strong enough.
No matter the situation. He'll take care of you. Help me say it.
Oh, Lord, wait on. Just believe. Watch God. Make a way. Wait on. Just believe. Watch God. Make a way. Wait on. Just believe. Watch God. Make a way.
Just believe.
You'll be strong.
Just believe.
God, wait.
gotta remember. Even though you can't see.
Yes, He does all things well.
You may be sick in your body.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to be joined by this man of God on the program today, the one and only Clinton Gartner. Welcome to Real Gospel, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me today.
Most definitely. So I start off the program normally by asking people, you know, to talk about where they're from and how they grew up and when they first fell in love with Jesus, for the simple fact that somebody out there may have just gotten saved yesterday, and gospel music and recording artists and the gospel side of things are totally new to them. So just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Wow, man, that's a privilege. I grew up in the fine city of Gary, Indiana, a very small town. It was a blast. I had great parents. My father was a police chief my whole life. So, as you guys know, I couldn't get into a whole nother trouble. My grandma raised me, man, in the church as early as I can remember. Man, 5 years old, we were going to Sunday school, then we were going to church service, then we were coming back for the nightly service, and it was just a lot of church, you know? So
yeah.
I come from a family of singers, and as early as I can remember, I think I was about 10 years old, and I was singing with the adult choir. So just being trained as a kid in the gospel, man, and I believe my first encounter and falling in love with gospel music was Orlando Draper. I remember the I Got a Feeling CD. And, I was a teenager, man, and it just changed me, man. Like, I loved the instrumentation and the arrangements that he put in the album. And I had a chance to go see the Associates live, and I moved to Memphis as I think I was about 15 years old, and I went to a rehearsal. I got a chance to kind of see what Orlando did, and it was amazing just watching how he would teach and conduct the Associates, man. And at that moment, I gained such a love and a passion for gospel music that it wasn't a gaining of the assignment, because I always knew, even as a kid singing the choir, I always knew that I had a calling to do something with God's music. But developing that love and passion definitely happened in that moment where I got to see a great man of God work his assignment.
Amen. That's a lot. You know, was it a lot of pressure having your dad as not just a police officer, but a police commander? You know, I mean, and then your mother's a RN. I mean, come on, man. Pressure,
yeah.
Come on. I mean, church baby too. I mean, all eyes were on you. I mean, wow.
It was intense, man, because if you don't know a lot about Gary, Indiana, the city itself is it's not a very it's pretty crime-ridden. It's definitely been on decline, and it was on decline when I was coming up. And being everybody, it's a small town, everybody knows everybody, so everybody kind of knew that my dad was the chief of police. So I didn't get any passes. I probably got through more more attempts to cause problems than I did to avoid them. So it was a little tough, man. But I also was an athlete. I played high school basketball all throughout high school, so those things kind of helped buffer it. But it was tough being the high school basketball player and the church boy, because I would go play my games, but then I would go to choir rehearsal. So it was a little peer pressure there. Oh, look at the church boy. But, you know, I didn't care, man. My parents and grandparents raised me to be proud of my stand for God, and I kept that consistent even going into adulthood.
Yeah, and that's the epitome of having Jesus in your heart. Talk to all the young men out there who don't think it's cool to sing in the choir. You know?
Man, it's definitely cool, man. It's definitely cool, and I can understand why people would think it's not, but it definitely is cool, man. Some of the training and just the lessons I've learned being groomed in the choir as a kid has carried me over into adulthood. It wasn't always about singing, but just being in the presence of older people and having that mentorship, it helped me get through a lot of challenges in my life. So I encourage any young man that has a gift and just really wants to sing, don't think about it just from developing your gift, but think about it from developing you as a man.
Amen. So the group Nehemiah, who were they and who came up with the name?
Wow, that's a great question there. So Nehemiah is God gave me the privilege to be a good steward over these 9 great individuals. They are amazing. We're like family, man. We've been together for about 8 years, and we are out of Indianapolis, Indiana, of course. How we came up with the name of the group. So at first, we were called, I called the group Totally Surrendered to God. And this is just the truest story, right? So I was in church one Sunday, and I think my pastor was preaching on how God will test our works by the fire. And God spoke to me so blatantly. He said, Clinton, we have to be careful what we call ourselves, because I will test it. And at that moment, I said, Totally Surrendered to God. And I said, man, there were areas in my life at that time where I said, God, I'm not always all the way totally surrendered. like I'm not there, right? So I was praying when I went home, because I felt so convicted, and I opened my Bible. God said, open your Bible again. And I opened my Bible a second time, and I landed on Nehemiah. It was the first book I landed on. I started to read the chapters of Nehemiah, and God said, this is what I called you. And it made sense, man, because I was Nehemiah called to repair the broken places, to restore the people of God's confidence in who they were. And at that moment, I understood that was what I was to call this ministry. And we've been Nehemiah ever since. And it's so funny. Everybody asks me that, like, where did you get Nehemiah from? And that's the story, man. And it brings a smile to my face, because that story is so rare and unique.
It is. I like that. That's one of those you put on the inside of the album cover. That's what you, so people can get that, you know, people who still buy, yeah, you know, records of them, or the inside of the download card for these days. So the song, All Things Well, that is prophetic, that is biblical, that is victorious. Talk to us about this song.
Wow, man, it's loaded. So the last 2 years have been really rough for me. It started out with my father, who is my mentor, my best friend. He had a stroke, which landed him to be paralyzed.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And then it went from that to my daughter being born at 22 weeks.
Oh,
and
wow.
The doctors, at the time I was fighting for my daughter to live, the doctors didn't know if she was going to make it. She was having troubles breathing. And at the same time, I was fighting for my wife, because my wife lost so much blood. And I was in the hospital with both of them for 9 months. And at that moment, God, I was so confused. I said, God, this ain't what you promised. This ain't what you showed me. You know, and I went through a season where I had to restore my trust in God, because everything that I was seeing was contrary to what God had showed me. Like, the doctor was saying, hey, we don't know if your daughter's going to make it. Hey, we don't know if your wife is going to pull through. My dad was going through what he was going through, and they didn't know if he was going to walk again. And I was sitting in the waiting room in the ER, and God said, Clint, I know what you see, but I need you to remember that I do all things well. And I just got to writing the song. God was giving me the melody, and I got to write the song. And the crazy thing is that I wrote between the time, the 9 months that my daughter was in my daughter was hospitalized, I wrote a total of 45 songs during that period.
Wow.
And I got with my mentor, my best friend, my producer, Mr. Demetrius West, and I said, hey man, I got so many songs, and we were going through them, and we said, this is it, man. We wanted a song that was going to encourage the people during a time such as these, with the coronavirus, and people have lost loved ones, and people have lost jobs, and at the same time that this song was healing me, it was ministering to me, I knew that if I could just get this song out to the masses, that it was going to do the same thing with someone else, because I just know what it did for me. Like, I was at my lowest point. Like, I didn't know if my baby was going to walk out that hospital. And I'm proud to report that she's now 2 years old.
Amen.
And,
yes.
And, she has no breathing problems.
Amen.
She's doing great, you know. And God did that for me, right? And this was prior to me releasing the song. But then, there's a B clause.
Yes.
But then, on Christmas, man, I was getting up. And I was going down there. I opened a present with the kids, and I got a phone call from my mom. She's screaming. She's yelling. She's screaming. She said, "Clinton, your dad won't wake up. Your dad won't wake up." Probably one of the worst days of my life. Man, I lost my father on Christmas.
Oh, and, sorry to hear that.
It crushed me. It crushed me. And that's when I called Demetrius. I said, "Man, I gotta release this song." And that's when me and Demetrius went to work, and we got that song out. And it was great, man, because before my father passed away, he was able to hear the rough version of what we did. And he told me, he said, "Son, you got to get that song out." And that's what we did, man. And since then, I've just been trying to really get this song out to the masses, man, because I feel like the same healing that is done for me, I pray and I know that it's going to do something for someone else.
Amen. Amen. First and foremost, you and your family will always be in our thoughts and prayers from all of us here at Real Gospel. And our condolences on the passing of your dad. But we do celebrate your daughter being well, your wife being well, and the release of this dynamic single and this song, All Things Well. And so we speak life and not death into your future. And we know that the hand of God is continuously stayed on all that you do, on all the places that your feet will tread, in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
So listen, my friend, where can the listeners, and that's such a powerful testimony, and we thank you so much for sharing that story with us. I just cannot, you know, imagine how many people are going to be blessed by, or are blessed from, just hearing that testimony and knowing that through it all, you still give God praise, that through it all, you still believe that all things are well. How can the listeners find out more about the man Clinton Gardner and Nehemiah? How can they reach you? How can they find out more about the music?
Listen, I want you to go to Facebook, type in Clinton Gardner. Everything you need to know is, if we also have an Instagram account, please follow us on Instagram. We have things up on YouTube. Please hop on and follow us as well. The song All Things Well is on Spotify, on Pandora, every streaming platform, as well as every purchasing platform, iTunes, Amazon Music. We just want you to go out and get it. We want you to go out and get it. Let this song bless your life. And please comment, send a response. If you want Clinton Gardner to come to your event, we would love to be there. We would love to be there. So I look forward to connecting with all your listeners. And I just want to thank you, sir, for this great opportunity.
Oh, to God be the glory. This is, I love giving voice to individuals such as yourself who have a story to tell. And people may not, they see the glory, but they don't know the story. And now that the listeners hear your story, our prayer is always that they support the people, support the music, because you all are human as well. So I thank Amen. You so much for joining us on Real Gospel, and much, much, much continued success and blessings to you, my friend, the one and only Clinton Gardner. Thank you so, so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men, and the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.